This is August 14th, 1994. Greetings, Commander.
Good grief, it must be a good day. Your Golson Light. I don't want, please, any of you being frustrated because someone's come, someone's do not. If we were having a board meeting, I would ask that the board members be present, or at least enough that we can have what you call a quorum. On the other hand, since it is simply a meeting of various and sundry corporations, we would not be experiencing that anyway. And you parents, when there is opportunity to spend with your family doing some of those wondrous things that children remember years and years to come, must take those opportunities. I have bad news for you. Commander ain't going nowhere. So I will be here when you get back. Now, why would I go ahead and have a meeting when I know that there are many who would not be present? Well, we're going to have to discuss a few things that will, in fact, include Mike. So he needed to be here. And Rick will be wandering in at some point here, and there might be hope that Ron could get to a phone and get through. We have to remember that ones who are incarcerated, and especially now that he's moved, don't have a phone there on the bedside table with a private line. And sometimes, in some places, other people do want to make a call. And he far exceeds any other ones anywhere in making phone calls. So we have to be patient, and we have to try to meet schedules. I didn't let Dorma and Oberle come to the meeting on Friday. You are under surveillance. Your friends are watching, trying to prove that you are a cult. This was in no way a slam at the precious ones who will be going to Malaysia. And it doesn't matter that they're not here right now to enjoy pink and blue bunnies and ribbons in honor of the little one that will be coming along. We are people. I am a different kind of people, but we are the soul beings of human. And if we forget to honor the precious little traditions of the human experience and welcome the newcomers, we're remiss. And if Marissa doesn't show up, we'll make Sandy eat all the cake. But they will be missing the loveliest part of community in the nest, if you will. Probably Marissa is better off because sometimes it's very difficult and awkward with 10 people in your delivery bed. And it's gotten to be a habit. Sometimes a mommy is just tired and would like to go to the hospital and have her baby and maybe rest a day or so. So we must never lose sight of the fact that we're each different. And that's the glory of the experience, with a common goal. And that is glory itself, without experience. So let us always, always be kind. That seems to be the hardest thing in today's society, just simply to be kind. And lack of being judgmental about what another does, or thinks, or experiences. Walk in those shoes a few miles before you make your judgments. And that helps if you are a husband or wife to perceive from the opposite side what you might feel were you they. While we're waiting for, I would like to wait anyway, if we can drag this thing out a little bit and cover some of the things that I really want on the tape versus the meeting material, because we're going to have to talk a little bit about lawsuits and what is going on, which is absolutely and totally judicially incredible. And indeed, I don't give a you-know-what where it goes back to. This has gotten completely and totally absurd.
Martha finally got here with Ed.
Well, we'll make her eat some of the cake, too, to help out.
Ed's early.
Must have something to do with Martha.
Excuse me, Commander.
Well, she took her to church. It took him to church last night, and that shaped him up. I think maybe what I want to do is discuss a little bit your miracle cures and things. Your government's just about to have to shelve its push to get your vitamins and things totally controlled. They don't give up, you understand. But once they have slapped the lid on, it's very, very hard to get it opened again. So you may squeak through, because there's so many other things buried in these new bills. You don't have 1,400 pages or 2,500 pages of something without most of it being pork barrel legislation shoved in there while nobody's looking, as was the case with the 10,000% tax on ammunition. Now, for you who would not have read yesterday's writing, I don't want to go into it greatly, but one of the things that they will use to control you is they're going to tax ammunition 10,000% by 1996. Now, don't you find that interesting? If you did have a bullet at, a dollar, wouldn't you be paying $10,000 in tax or something incredible like that? So they know that's not going to fly. So what might they be doing? They're going to try to scare the daylights out of you. You're going to go stockpile stuff. And they don't have to wait to 1996. They'll come and bust you now, the minute you start supplying yourself with reserves. And they will call you subversive and with intent to form militias, etc. You have to look beyond at what they're doing. Now, who would ever think to look for a gun control bill buried in the health plan? It is completely riddled with these things. But you have to remember, the Federal Reserve Bill is not called the Federal Reserve Bill. It's called something that I don't even remember. And these gentlemen have learned that they can call a meeting while Congress is in recess, and they can call it at 12:30 in the night, and they can have a majority vote, and they can pass it, and then they can sit silently on it for 30 days, and it becomes law. That's your new treatment of the Constitution. And new cannot be very new, can it, since some of these go all the way back to 1913. So clever started a long time ago. Now, we're going to find that Mr. Jackson was, for once, dumbfounded. He rarely is. This is why I enjoy it so much. He had Rick come over, and this time he had something that was going to blow the minds of everybody, especially the people here. Guess what? We've been talking about this for 5 whole years. We've been talking about it longer, but it's, you know, and that is the possibility of starting a parallel or collateral government and just letting that one die on the vine. So amazing as it may be, he's going to find that we're not only up with him, we're a step or two ahead of him, and the reason that it's going to work is because exactly what I said. They will help you. Rick says, well, Ron just really, really doesn't know how to go about doing this. This has been presented to him by ones of the committee as a possibility. But Ron says, how in the world would we ever manage that? You know, no guns, no, just go do it. And Dorma says, hell with that stuff, Rick. You tell him, they tore it down, they fix it. That's all there is to it. Well, I could have spoken for myself, but she did it well enough. But she knew she'd have to do all that typing, so she maybe had her heart in it a little more. They tore it down. They can fix it. What you need to fix it is the wherewithal. And somewhere back in the offing, the threat of power big enough that while they are not getting their supply of sucking your blood, the old vampire begins to die off on its own. And whether or not you start at Washington is beside the point, but little militia marches on Washington is going to only discredit you and ruin any chance you have of reclaiming your constitutional government. It needs to start right in your home and grow into your community. And as long as you have ones running your judicial system, as you do in Kern County, how much good do you think you're going to be able to do? Does it mean you have to have a complete destruction of the monetary system as it is, so that everything falls into a heap? Possibly. You better be prepared for it. They plan for it anyway. And it takes time to begin to reverse any of this. You see, their original plan was not to go on a gold standard. It was to replace the currency with their own bunch of one world order bunk. And you would siphon off the industries into the places with less cost for labor. Well, I want to tell you something. They're prepared to wait because less cost for labor will soon be your position, won't it? And meanwhile, they have got to completely distract you. And so let's just talk about something as simple as weight control. You see, Sandy has done it. She has made the incredibly edible, if you want to.
The operator with a collect call. Who's calling, please?
Ron Jackson.
We accept.
Thank you.
Hi, EJ.
Hi, Ron.
How are things going?
Just fine. How about you?
Hey, if there's any better, I would be almost free, but I am anyway, so I can only be on the phone for just a few minutes, so I just wanted to let everybody know I'm still alive and kicking.
Well, we're sure glad to hear that.
And things are moving and progressing. Has Rick returned yet?
Just walked in.
Oh, well, good. He's got some messages for you that I sent with him, so I just wanted to say hi to everybody and keep the faith. Things are starting to move. In fact, they're going to be moving very quickly this next week.
Great.
So,
sure glad to hear from you.
Okay. And tell all the folks there I said hi.
Hi.
Well, that sounds good. If I'd be there, we'd have a bottle of scotch.
Down, boy.
I'm interpreted as being sacrilegious. However, that's exactly how I feel right now.
Well, now let's not get too far into this.
I'm sorry. Okay. country boy. So.
Well, go Glovel.
Okay. All right, folks. It was nice saying hi, and I'll be back in touch and tell Rick I'll call him in the morning early.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
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 Salut. Let's rush through so we can have our cake and eat it too.
Poet.
I want to read because I want it on this tape. You have to remember that this word goes out, and a lot of people do not even take the paper. They wait for the tapes because they want this personal experience. And I'm going to talk about insulin, and so I want Wally to pay attention, especially, and there are plenty of others in this room. Every one of you have been treated or maltreated or whatever right into overproduction of insulin at given times. And I have written about it, so I won't repeat anything. And hopefully we can discuss it a little bit after. I don't want to get into any lengthy discussions because I think I cover it. Also, I have written an article from U.S. News and World Report of the 15th that I particularly wanted to share. It was brought to my attention by AJ, and it is on the Montana militia, basically, but on militias in general. And you will see from an establishment point of view how ridiculous a militia sounds and how incredibly stupid comes the factual information about what is going on around you. That's the way they handle it. Remember, your enemy will always handle it that way. Ridicule, tongue in cheek, laughter. Making the truth sound so incredibly dumb that nobody would bother to counter. And then you once play into their hands. You go get your guns and load them up and stand there like the cowboy on the hill. And I'm going to shoot anybody that comes. No, if you have a six gun, you're going to maybe shoot six people at the very most. And then they're all going to kill you. Now, let us keep within the realm of reality of ability. And if we use wisdom, it does not mean that somewhere out there you will not need guns. On the other hand, utilizing guns right now just for the hell of it is hurting your cause. It is true that as ones went about disarming nations, they were able to manipulate. But why? Because there was no allowance of information, and people didn't know what happened. And they suddenly woke up, and they had no defense for selves. And then the big boys, to ensure that they never woke up, came in and slew them for other reasons. So you must always use reason and wisdom. That keeps you able to operate, keeps you alive and well. And in the end, these committee members are going to understand that it is to their value to help you rather than fall to the stronger arm. Because I can tell you now, I am who I say I am. I am the host of God. And I will win. It will behoove you to be on my side. I know that it looks like they're really picking on you to be on my side. Nothing like they're going to be picking on you. So, if you would read, EJ, so we can move on with these other things.
Yeah.
You just have to stay one step ahead of what they're doing to you. And they are really using the ability to produce insulin in your bodies incredibly disastrously.
Insulin resistance. We okay?
Yes.
I realize that this is an off-the-wall subject, especially to begin a talk. However, there are so many subclinical diabetics and positively diagnosed diabetics that I feel I need to speak to this subject. This is especially important for alcohol drinkers. I am not going to give a lecture on this subject, but I want to point out what is happening so you can attend yourselves and watch for symptoms which will be happening to you if you fit these categories, or even if you do not. Seizures. I won't define they as anything other than as we have already referred to them, which are your enemies of freedom and life. They have been at it with diabetes for a long, long time, and are now utilizing the imbalance now created in individuals to kill or hamper whole body health. What is happening in the alcoholic seizures when a person begins to dry out is purely and simply insulin shock. Some of you old-timers in the medical halls of input can remember that along with electric shock treatment for mentally ill patients, they also treated with insulin shock. You have reached a time when there is so much garbage going into you, and a time when even the low-calorie foods are not, along with the stimulation of insulin output triggered by the totally diet products for diabetics. Bodies are having to produce unduly large amounts of insulin to counter the glucose overload of the body. This is okay for sporadic indulging, but what is happening is the constant overload, which is debilitating. This further causes a response when nothing is present. Overdose of insulin occurs and the resulting problems. This can be anything from sudden heart arrest to nervousness to insulin shock. I developed the TRiM products so that there would be nothing to trigger insulin overproduction. The hype you will feel is strictly from ingredients which cause some nervousness possibly, but no over-insulizing. If anything, the ingredients will adjust the body to respond to fat liquefaction and up metabolism without increasing the output of an overabundance of insulin, which would be referred to as an insulin shower, just as you can have what is called a thyroid shower. Our intent and the product is designed to increase metabolism and stop excessive fat production while moving out overabundant storage of fat in the cells, slough off the byproducts, and move them out of the body. This is not something which replaces insulin nor triggers overproduction of same. There is a balancing period of time involved as well. You don't pop a pill and it's all over with the fat slough. Use your brains. A body has to adjust, and if you simply think you have a miracle, you are simply going to have a weight gain miracle. I cannot possibly imagine why you want to look like sticks. God made you in rounded perfection so that the body can sustain itself if necessary, if placed in the position of being without. You who are sticks are going to have problems, and they will be as bad or worse than the obese. Obesity is not at point here, for that bears its own medical health problems, which I won't take time to discuss at this sitting. These are the reasons, however, that I do urge you to stay on Gaia products, wherein the cellular structure and organ output is able to come into functioning balance according to your structure. Further, I urge the whole grain, especially spelta, so that the balancing of nutrients can keep a more steady level of glucose circulating. This is the problem of all of the junk foods. They hit rapidly, cause release of insulin to handle them, and then wham, leave you totally without resource for energy, and you go through the cycles again. This is fine to know, but will not change much until you decide to change attitudes, and that is within the mind. That is the same mind that is producing too much insulin. So you really do have a problem going. I am warning you now, however, that as this medical deficiency increases and more resistance is built up against the overflow of insulin, which ultimately will not convert the sugars at all, you may well have to move on to artificial intake of insulin in order to balance the body. It is going to be ever increasingly difficult to lose weight or maintain weight loss if the tendency is to obesity and our eating habits get increasingly worse, as they will unless something drastic, like a shutdown of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, happens. The medical profession, by and large, doesn't know anything about this problem, and they certainly are not going to listen to a nut from outer space. So what have you? If you can look squarely at this problem, and you find you have it possibly, pay attention. This is the one most prominent problem now in treatment of alcohol addiction, for it becomes a fact that getting off of alcohol consumption can kill you. How better to depopulate than through this kind of addiction? A literally valid term for this syndrome now present. Maybe you can call it the Hatton syndrome and everyone will ignore you. Remember that if there is a suitable way to kill you, they have it and are now using it. They are also, you will note, taking more and more things away so that you cannot balance yourselves. The stuff, for instance, in the diet pills, and especially amphetamines, triggers massive outputs of insulin, as does the major ingredient in such as dextromethorphan. I am certainly not telling you to give up your special treats. I am telling you to pay attention. What happens is the habit of indulging that gives the problem, mostly. You will have a buildup of insulin and spillage, and if there is something to use it, you have reactions. The surprise of proper triggering to production and release according to intake, even of total sugar content, is natural. And what's more, the body natural will produce and release the exact necessary amount. Oftentimes now, however, a blast of sudden intake of sugar will give almost the same sickly nervous reaction as oncoming insulin shock because of the resistance being built up in bodies. I have badly presented this in my attempt to give you a generalization of the problem in point here. Forgive me for that, scientists. If, however, you doctors and medical scientists don't like my generalization, then get out here and stop this insanity being put against the populace. Substances added which inhibit or cause resistance against insulin use is abominable, just as is lacing tobacco and tobacco papers with addicting opiates. Never mind the nicotine, as that is a different kind of problem. Along with adding byproducts of addicting opiates to alcohol beverages. Remember, readers, the elite are depopulating the earth, and these are the subtle ways which will be used along with the terrible plagues and wars. However, neither I nor anyone else can help you if you don't want to help yourselves. Now don't go ape ballistic on me. I am talking about a routine of habitual lifestyle, not the sugar overload of a party or two. That may not be good for you, but it is a natural activity which reminds the body to act as it should. Go indulge cells, but to indulge on sugars and junk which turns to fat and sugar on a regular basis, even if you carefully count the calories and limit intake accordingly, will set you up for this dastardly wheel of problems. There are a few who are utilizing what we call INSOL, an insulin DNA DREA. It is iffy at best if you have gone over the line and into clinically recognized diabetes. We can try to rebalance, but once there is failure of a system, it is very difficult to restart it. Don't be alarmed, just act wisely, and if insulin intake is necessary, go take it. Sometimes the intake of high-frequency DREA product will help. In other cases, the ELF of low-based DREAs will do it. But this is one disease that can be treated by insulin intake, so don't botch up your system if you need it. If you need it, take it. The side effects of not taking what you need is worse if unattended. stop giving power to the molehill so that it becomes some kind of a sacred mountain. What you deserve, possibly? I am barraged with prayers which say, quote, we don't deserve this or that, especially this new world order thrust upon us helpless children. Don't you? What did you do to stop it? And what are you doing right now to stop it? As I look over the testing ground of the New World Order at Woodstock to see how far they have gotten with the youth and the mindset of your people, it is quite interesting to note that mostly it would seem that you possibly deserve a whole lot more bad stuff. Out there at Woodstock are the youngsters who would ordinarily run your nation. You have bred a bunch of dead-brained robinoids. The interesting thing is, however, that they will do about anything they're told to do. This makes it bad until you give them something good to do, and then they will turn and do good, when you remove the brain-deadening substances from them. When you stop the New World Order and the drug trade by your elite rulers, you will heal the noids. How do you do this? Well, humorously speaking, you will have a lot of insulin seizures. Then you'll have to allow God and Christ back into your churches, and boy, is that one going to be a blast. Mostly, you cut off the blood supply to the beast. Cut off his endless pit of money. Sucked from you the people. Shine the light of truth on his deeds and remove the power of position in the false seats of government. And what will they do? They stay in power because you allow it and continue to finance it. They can't even get a job anywhere else. So you feed them your very selves in your search for charity unto the elite. Man may be equal at birth. He surely does not get unequal. Correction. He surely does get unequal as he experiences. And you better get some unequally qualified people to begin to set up structures based on the foundation of the Constitution and get rid of the unlimited piles of garbage, which is unconstitutional, and with it, the real garbage men themselves. I realize this revolvement will be difficult. Why do I conjure a new word, revolvement? Because revolution has become a word of war and treason. All you want to do is revolve back into constitutional status. This is not necessarily a revolt, so I use revolvement. They can use and abuse language. Why do we not do the same and pop their big hot air balloons? Revolvement. Okay, I'm rebutted in any expression which infers you can possibly use your Constitution. Well, you are right in that they aren't going to let you do that if they can stop it. So you go and you use what you can while you can. Then you stop when death is in the response. Dead martyrs are useless. I will tell you now that almost all incarcerated persons are worse than useless. For attention has to be turned to obtaining their release if they are to ever serve again. This is what the enemy plans on you doing every time. You see, the adversary never has to really change his operations. He works on the physical senses of mankind, and he never has to change, for the same old game works every time. Militias, I have observed with you that you have to be careful, especially about forming armed militias under the hot-headed, power-focused patriots who would march on Washington or impeach by force a president, or. Until you have support and massive military teams behind you, armed rebellion will only get you killed and or incarcerated. Mostly incarcerated at first, and finally simply killed in mass. With your pistol or shotgun, you may be able to defend your door from the first officer or agent who appears, and maybe even the first 15. But they will send more, and they will kill you if they want to, on the scene or on the judicial altar, whichever comes first. On August 15, 1994, a little article appears in U.S. News and World Report regarding the citizen militias. There is nice mention of the Montana Militia, MOM, from where we get a lot of extremely critical and factual information. It is that which offers hope, not that they all carry a bunch of guns. The information alerts all others. The guns are very localized indeed at this point. Will there ever come a time when the sword should be used? I can't think of any, but I do rule it out, but I do not rule it out as long as mankind is in the mindset in which he has evolved. You may well have to grow out of your misteachings and misperceptions and into other realizations of confronting problems. I would like to share the article and then remind you that it is the laws which must be attended in honor and service under the Constitution, not the battlefields of bombs and rifles. It is full realization here that I suggest all of you out there had to start somewhere because you didn't know about a committee of 17 who could help you. Now it is time, as you do come to confront the committees who have torn you down, to insist they rebuild enough to the point where you can again act on the legislative truth of your Constitution. Easy? No. But they will see the advantage of helping. You need resources, and they have resources. You need leadership, and they have power and can lead. Why don't you change the minds and try to change the gun regulations? Quoting, "The rise of citizen militias in Montana and other states, fury at gun control and government sparks a call to arms." In 1938, Lee Simpson shot three people at his ranch in central Montana. Two were young men he thought had been stealing his cattle, one a deputy sent later to arrest him. After a trial, he was sentenced to death on the gallows just before he became one of the last men publicly hanged in America. He was asked if he had any final words. "Not that I know of," Simpson said. That same willingness to take the law into one's own hands is again loose in the West, especially in Montana, where there is rising resentment against government. This sentiment, of course, is shared by many Americans, but recently some Montanans have begun seeking frontier justice under the rubric of Revolutionary War era law. Hundreds, possibly thousands of Montanans are joining citizen militias. They are spurred by passage of the Brady Law, which applies waiting periods to gun purchases. They fear the law is the first step toward Big Brother's confiscation of their guns. Similar organizing drives have popped up in other states, including Florida, Texas, and California. Their agenda is to thwart gun restrictions and fight most government intervention in their lives. Among the claims made by more extremist militia organizers is that a secret cadre of leaders hopes to rule the world through one global government. As evidence, they cite such reports as unmarked black helicopters appearing in many locations, often threatening local residents by shining lasers into their eyes. Gurkha troops and Royal Hong Kong policemen regularly training in the Montana mountains. 100 car trains filled with United Nations equipment and cargo ships ferrying Russian and East German trucks and personnel carriers. The Crips, Bloods, and other street gangs being recruited and trained to serve as shock troops and cannon fodder for house-to-house searches conducted by New World Order officers. Hatton's comment, "You had better remember that U.S. News and World Report is a total establishment newspaper. And look at the ridicule built in here to cause readers to simply accept these people who think these things to look stupid and absurd. The facts are that all of these things listed are factual, but look how this is handled." Despite these apocalyptic allegations, so far there has been no violence. Most militia organizers seem to want to keep it that way. John McLaughlin, a 47-year-old sheetrocker in Kalispell, has organized three militia meetings in the western Montana town with peaceful turnouts of 300, 800, and 150 persons earlier this year.
Let's stop right there. How many in the largest group?
800.
How long do you think 800 would stand against any organized military enemy? Depend, right. Right. So it sounds, you know, oh my, we're starting militias around. That's like saying, you know, well, look at this room, and we're this humongous cult that gives everybody such grief. It's just as ridiculous, see. Go on, I'm sorry.
He dismisses the wilder rumors. They're kind of like Sasquatch, he says. Some law enforcement officers, however, are worried that more radical groups may provoke a confrontation to win converts to their cause. Some gun-toting extremists are planning to go to Washington in mid-September to put traitors in Congress on trial before a citizens' court. There's also concern that in hotbeds of discontent, extremists may elect a sheriff, giving them access to law enforcement databases and intelligence reports. Militia proponents in Montana cite both the state constitution, which allows for an unofficially organized militia, and the federal constitution as legal bases for a citizen's militia. But state authorities dispute these interpretations. Flathead County Attorney Tom Esch says militia organizers ignore their constitutional amendments and court cases, which say that the National Guard is the state's only militia and that any militia must be legally summoned under civilian government control. Legalities aside, feelings are running high. In April, in eastern Montana, 15 or so men calling themselves freemen placed million-dollar bounties on a county judge, sheriff, county attorney, and other local officials who they felt were infringing on the freeman's rights by seizing and auctioning land that had been foreclosed. Hatton says, we have to admit it is tempting. Though not directly connected to supporters of a citizen's militia, the freemen share many of their beliefs. Four freemen were arrested on charges, including disturbing the peace and threatening a peace officer. But a dozen, mainly farmers and ranchers who had lost their homesteads to foreclosure, were still at large. Hatton's comment, do you see that the local enforcement people of the laws are only the tiny, most visible fragment of a system gone insane? The problem is at the top, and underneath there is not the will nor daring to stop the insane march across freedom. As long as what is happening in Kern County to Eckers is allowed to continue within the courts themselves, there is little hope for you, citizens. When the corruption has infiltrated within the very fiber of the beings and they work their evil tricks one with another in hidden security, you can't regain anything. You will simply continue the march downhill. Opposition to gun control is the catalyst that spawned growing support for the militias. Many of the state's 800,000 residents believe Montana's crime rate is relatively low because their weapons are a deterrent. Quote, these people understand the Bill of Rights and the right to keep and bear arms, says Bill Boharski, a three-term Republican state legislator. And when somebody starts infringing on those rights, they get concerned. Militia men and women have other reasons for long simmering anger against government. Their fears and outrage have been inflamed by two recent incidents called by some the Lexington and Concord of the 1990s. One is the Branch Davidian conflagration in Waco, Texas last year. The other is the 1992 standoff in Ruby Ridge, Idaho between Randy Weaver and federal agents, which left one agent and Weaver's wife and son dead. To some militia supporters, Waco and Ruby Ridge are evidence that the government is a tool of sinister outside forces seeking to control the United States. Groups lobbying for a citizen's militia include many types of people. Some are ordinary citizens upset at what they view as growing federal intrusion into their lives and who are threatened by the economic woes in the timber, farming and mining industries. The freemen and some others believe all levels of modern government are illegitimate. Some refuse to pay income tax or carry a driver's license. Red Beckman of Billings, one of the most influential people in the movement, says, quote, the Federal Reserve Bank, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the New World Order, and all that gang seek dictatorial control of the world. Some are